So have you received the Holy Spirit? So we want to talk about today receiving the Holy Ghost. And I first want to cover, we want to receive the Holy Ghost because it's promised to us. Acts chapter 1, verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. So what is it? What is this? It is the promise of the Father. Wow. Now, I remember growing up as a lad, that if my dad promised me a new bicycle, I wouldn't hush till I got it. And if he made the mistake of telling me 2 weeks too early, I still didn't hush till I got it, because I believed in the promise of my daddy. So that whenever my dad promised me something, I actually expected it. And I started dreaming about it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, we should be dreaming about this. Good God Almighty. We should be desiring this so much that we're dreaming about it. We're dreaming about operating in it. We're dreaming about seeing the same move of God that some of the early pioneers of the Assembly of God, what they saw, what they walked in, what they experienced, the move of God, the revivals, that we should dream about walking and operating in those things. And then he says, what you have heard from me, look at who's saying it. Jesus, talking to the apostles. For truly, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Do you see that? Not many days hence, not many days from now, you shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So once we see it as a promise from the Father, we should believe it's coming quickly, it's coming suddenly, it's coming soon. And we should start dreaming about this and desiring this and seeking. Wow. The next verse, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, it's like they're changing the subject. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But, you're not getting me off track here. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the ends of the earth. Now that word receives an interesting word. It's lambano in the Greek. And it means this. It means to seize it like you're going to take it by force. It means it's available, grab it. So he's showing us that this is something we're not to be timid about. That if we're going to receive it, we can't be timid about this. We got to be strong about this. We got to say we're going to grab this, we're going to receive this, and we're not going to live without this. It is a promise from my heavenly Father. Abba, Father, we know that with you all things are possible. We are taking this by faith. We're receiving this. This is the promise of the Father. Now, I want you to know something. He then describes what happens when you receive it. When you receive the Holy Ghost, he says, you There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You can't put it any other way. You receive power. Isn't that what he said? And you receive the power to be witnesses for me. Watch this. It's a barrier-breaking power. It crosses cultures. It crosses national barriers. He said, you shall receive power. And, excuse me, would you take this, please? Because I know what's going to happen. I'll have that all over the place. He said, you shall receive power and be witness to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and othermost parts. It's different places, different regions, different nations, the othermost parts of the world. That's the kind of power that you receive. In other words, we should expect to be effective anywhere we are if we have the Holy Spirit. See, I'm expecting to be a blessing to you in Wisconsin, in the northern. Even though I'm a southern boy, and everybody in this room knows I'm a southern boy, I believe the Holy Spirit of God can use that and be a blessing, praise God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit can move and destroy yokes and break up the activities of the enemy against you. Because it's the Holy Ghost. It's not the man. It's not the country boy. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God. It's the nature of God. It's the life of God. It's the power of God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive a new energy. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive a new wisdom. You don't just think from your own mind. But now Paul says we have the mind of Christ. Do you know what that means? That means I don't just think on my level. It means I think on his level. It means I enter into the dimension of supernatural intelligence. God wants his church to be supernaturally intelligent. Everybody in this room knows that God's church, listen, we're not a bunch of dummies. We got the Holy Spirit. We got the promises of God. We got the Word of God. We've got the move of God. The Spirit of God is inside of us. And we receive intelligence through the Holy Ghost. Power and intelligence so that we can be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth. That's what it's for. That's the description. So notice this. First, they had the promise. Do you see the promise? Is to us, by this Bible, from God, the Father. Abba, Father, from Him. It's His promise to us. Now next, watch this. Let's step down to verse number 14. So I think this is very important when receiving the Holy Spirit. Number one, we know it's ours by the promise from the Father. Number two, we receive the Holy Spirit by prayer. You remember the verse I quoted earlier? Luke 11. What did he say? Verse 13. If your fathers, being evil, know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask, seek, and knock? That's what he's talking about, because he just went through telling them about, if you ask, you receive. If you seek, if you find, if you knock, it shall be opened. Then he goes into this stuff. So he's telling us here that if we'll ask and we'll seek and we'll knock, in other words, we won't give up. We'll be like the man who went to that friend at midnight and just kept knocking on that door and said, I need the bread. I've come for the goods. I need the bread. And so we've got to be the same way over this great gift of the Holy Ghost. I want the goods. I want the bread. This is what will feed me. This is what will change me. This is what will empower me. This is what will make me more effective for God. I need the bread. That's got to be your attitude. And so if your earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to you, how much more will your heavenly Father respond to your asking, seeking, and knocking? So, the next step in verse 14, look at it closely. Chapter 1 of Acts. It names who is gathered together in the upper room. They are gathered together in that upper room, and it names who is there. Then verse 14 says, these all continued with one accord in prayer. Now that word one accord means they became like one mentality about this, one purpose about this. This was their one purpose. This was their one plan. This was the one mind or the way of thinking they had. They possessed a drive. One accord here is they were possessing a drive for this because they all had the same mind about it. We must receive what Jesus promised. If Jesus promised it, we've got to have it. And that's their attitude. So they, the scripture says, continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, meaning strong pleadings, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. So do you see, it's not a casual praying. It's an intense praying. Do you remember that scripture in Mark chapter 11, where Jesus had spoke to the fig tree, and the fig tree dried up? It didn't dry up immediately. They went on. He spoke to the fig tree. They went on into Jerusalem. Then they came back the next day, and they discovered Peter. Nobody shouted. Nobody got happy. Nobody got fired up about it. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and they walked on. But the next day, Peter started going bonkers. Now, they didn't see the results immediately. But when they came by and Peter saw the results, then Peter went nuts. Jesus, look what you did to the fig tree. Then they went off about it. What did Jesus say? He said, if you have faith in God, you can do the same thing. If you have faith and don't doubt in your heart, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. You'll have what you say. Then verse 24 says this, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and then you have it. Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, and then you get it. So this is the approach that we have to have when we're going for any promise that God offers. Just like the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If we want to flow and move and work and operate by the ministry of the Holy Ghost, we have to have that attitude. If we want that, it's a promise. This is what we've got to do to receive it. I believe that when I pray about this, because I'm dreaming about this, I desire this. So I believe that when I pray about this, I'm going to receive it. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. You know a good horse takes a drink, doesn't he? I think I'm going to take a drink. I don't want to labor this, because the idea that I feel like God has in this is for people to receive. So I don't want to take too long here. But I noticed something else. The next thing, and this is really helpful to leaders of the church, Pastor Jimmy. It goes on talking about Judas and how he betrayed Jesus and how he died and he was headlong and killed himself. And, you know, it talks about that. And then it says this, one of them spoke up and said, in this chapter, said, the office is vacant. And said, the word said, someone would replace him, and it names the scripture they got from the word, the prophetic word said, that someone would replace this vacant office. And then it says, they all took the word of God, stood on that word, and they prayed, and they cast lots, and they chose who would fill it. So the next thing we notice is this. The leadership around Pentecost, because this happened right before Pentecost, the leadership around Pentecost was willing to fix problems. See, I've been around this man enough to figure out you've got a pastor that won't run from a problem. You've got a pastor that'll say, we're going to pray, we're going to seek God. He may not say we're going to cast lots, but he said we're going to pray and we're going to seek God and we're going to find out what God wants, and that's what we're going to do. He will face the problem. He will fix the problem. You've got a guy like that here in your pastorate, and I'm going to tell you something right now. So you should expect this to be a Holy Ghost charged church. Good God Almighty. Wow. See, this church is primed and ready for the outpouring of the Spirit of God like Pentecost. We should expect it to be as dramatic as Pentecost. Glory to God. Thank God that you've got somebody like that here. So I know this church is ready. Wow. Are you all ready? Because you guys remember now, when we say as dramatic as Pentecost, we're talking about mighty rushing wind filled the house. We're talking about cloven tongues appeared unto them. Says appeared. Like as a fire, and sat on each of them. Can you believe that God can be as dramatic today, huh, as he was then? His power has not diminished. His principles have not changed. He is who he says he is, and he'll do what he says he'll do. Amen. It's a promise. And what did Paul say about the promises? All of the promises in him, in Jesus, are yes and amen. So there's a green light on the promises. And this is a promise for all of us to receive. Brother, I remember when I was seeking to receive the Holy Ghost. And what I described to you was exactly how I was dreaming about it. I was thinking, oh God, we need that in our church. We need to operate in that kind of power. We need that kind of fire. We need that kind of move of God. And I was dreaming about it and thinking about it and desiring it. And I was talking to God about it. Oh God, fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to receive the Holy Ghost. And I was walking the hills through the woods of Kentucky, and I was talking to God saying, oh God, give me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And finally one day it hit me, because every church service I was up there saying, Pastor, lay hands on me. I want to receive the Holy Ghost. And he would lay hands on me and pray for me. And then I'd get down at the altar and I'd go, oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. And finally one day it struck me. The next time you go in my house, purpose in your heart that you're not leaving until you receive it. So I went in that church that night, and I was prepared to stay all night. So we were having service, and as we were going in to have service, I'm telling different people, I'm here to stay all night. I'm receiving this. I come to receive. I'd tell them as he's coming, I've come to receive the Holy Ghost. They probably thought that's crazy. But here I was, young and zealous and didn't know nothing. But I'd seen the power of God move, and I wanted to see it in my own life. I watched my pastor flow in it, and I wanted the same power in my own life. And I seen the saints of God and the operation of the gifts and the service. And I want, because see, you're not going to operate, or you're not going to have revival or anything unless the Holy Ghost moves. So I said, look, I'm here to receive if it takes me all night. I went, listen, when that part of the service came around, Pastor Jim, I went up front quickly, immediately. I bet you I wasn't up front, because I thought I was staying all night. I probably wasn't up front 5 minutes, and it was flowing out of me. I was full of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, and it was just flowing out of me. And my wife was over on the other side, and she was receiving. So we both received the Holy Ghost, and we didn't even stay all night. Do you see what I mean? So if we take it as it's a promise, we're going to receive it. It's going to happen. And it's going to be as dramatic as I need it to be. Amen? That's the way we want you to feel in here this morning. It's going to be as dramatic as I need it to be, because God wants my life changed. God doesn't want me to go from weakness to defeat and weakness and barely make it and fake it till I make it. God don't want me doing that. God don't want me living in that kind of a pattern. He wants to break that pattern. He wants to destroy that yoke. So it's going to be as dramatic as it needs to be for you personally. Now, let's conclude, because I wanted to read all these verses, but I want to have time for us to get around and for us to pray. And please remember this. This is a little footnote for you. Because the depth of your obedience will determine your height and stature in the kingdom. So remember this. When I give my life to this, I'm expected to be obedient. Peter said this. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God gives to those who obey him. Listen to this thought. God does not turn the ministry over to the Holy Ghost over to disobedient people. He will not turn his... This is a valuable, powerful ministry for the church. He does not turn it over to disobedient people. So when you come to receive this, make up your mind. I'm not just praying, I'm obeying. I'm going to be an obedient believer. I'm going to be an obedient son or daughter of God. I'm turning myself over to receive this. And in the back of my mind, I know I'm going to live my life in obedience to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So in this room right now, I want you to think about how important this is to you. I want you to stand to your feet. And I will read these four verses. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house, or the whole house, where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. It had the appearance of fire. And one sat upon each of them. So the tongues, the fire came and split up into different divisions. And one sat on each of them. There was enough to go around. Everybody received. Not just one person. Understand, this was distributed to everybody. It is not God's will that just one person receive. God wants all of us to receive. So let the fire come on the heads of every one of us today. Those of us that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, how many knows we can always use a little bit of a refreshing of the Holy Ghost? So this morning when you come, I want you to come like this. I'm coming to receive the Holy Spirit. I want you to come in a prayerful attitude. So if you would, get ready to come after we read this. There appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled. And they were what? All filled with the Holy Spirit. And look, everybody. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. It's a spirit language. Once the Spirit distributes to you the utterance, you have to speak it. You can't wait for the Holy Ghost to speak it. He gives you the utterance and you speak it. They spoke as the Spirit gave utterance. So whatever you hear from the Holy Spirit, once that language comes, Spirit words come. Not English words, Spirit words, Spirit language. Once it comes, you can't sit on it. No, He's wanting to set on you this. So everybody that needs to receive, and I need someone on up here with music. Yes, please. And everyone who needs to receive, I want you to come and let's receive the Holy Spirit. But let's come like He's welcome. Let's not come like we're apprehensive or afraid or doubting, not sure if I want this. Come like you're welcoming the Holy Spirit. Come like that this morning. Now I want to pray with you and then you come. Father, help every single person that needs to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Help them this morning receive. Help them pull down the barriers. I don't care how rock hard they are, how big they are. Help them to pull down every barrier, every wall, every form of resistance. Help them to pull it down by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Say this with me this morning. we break every barrier. We are coming to receive the Holy Spirit's ministry. In Jesus' name. Amen. So everybody in here that has not received the ministry of the Holy Spirit or needs a refreshing in the Holy Spirit, I want everybody to come, please. Come now. Let's come now. Now, here's what we don't want to do. We don't want to get up here because we're in front of each other and stiffen up. Get all rigid. Don't think of yourself because, you know, I'm just as much human. I'm just a preacher. Like you coming and standing before me, because you're not. You're standing before God. And your yieldedness right now will determine how full you get. I want you to just close your eyes and just begin to seek the Lord, begin to pray, and begin to welcome Him. And if you just feel like, if your praise comes out of you and your prayers come out of you in the form of song, with a melody, however it comes, say to the Holy Spirit this morning, I welcome you. I give you an embossed invitation. I want you to come. I welcome you. I'm needing new dimensions of you. I want your manifestations. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed of your gospel. I'm not ashamed of the expression of the Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed of tongues. I'm not ashamed of these things. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Let's just keep that up. Just stay with that for a moment. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you, Holy Ghost. Can you say before the Lord this morning, I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not afraid of being on fire. I want to be on fire. I want to live an obedient life. I'm not afraid of these things, God. I want it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Holy Spirit, we have poised and positioned ourselves. Great and mighty Holy Ghost, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this room. We welcome you around this altar. We welcome you. We welcome your language. We welcome your language. We welcome your spiritual language. We take it right now by faith. We receive your spiritual language. Shalomuya kalemosto ramakashtelemo shalamahate roseya roshalabo kuriestendestoves deverstoman yestekea rosteke kastomoniateste. We welcome the language of the Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome the language. Say it, Lord, I'm not afraid of the fire. I'm not ashamed of the fire. I welcome the language of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. Now be obedient. I've been in many meetings like this. I've seen 25 at a time receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just be obedient. You don't have to wait for me to come and lay my hands on you. when the language starts, when you start hearing it, just speak it. They began to speak as the Spirit gave utterance. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let the Spirit move. See the Holy Spirit's upon this young lady. The Holy Spirit, I see him moving in a variety. The Holy Spirit is here. There, right there. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the fire's already here. It's dividing right now. Take it. Take it. It's dividing right now. Take it by faith. Take it by faith. It's being distributed. There's more. Come on, there's more people. Be obedient to the heavenly language. Be obedient to the language. The fire's on that woman right there. The fire of God's on her. Oh ho, shaka ha shana bahakaya. Shokolo mohoshala bahatai. Kondolo stala bakariataya. Whatever you hear from the Holy Spirit, let it go. Shakunda stala bakariata. Receive the Holy Spirit.